Hi, everybody. And today I thought I'd start on this amazing and huge subject of manifesting. And, you know, I was always fascinated with manifesting. Even as a child, I became aware that sometimes if I really, really wished for something, it would happen. And I sort of analyzed how I could make that happen again. But my success as a child was very sporadic, not very successful. So, you know, so it sort of went into the back burner. And as I grew up, you know, when the law of attraction first came out with The Secret, I was so excited because, you know, I was like, oh, I can actually create the world the way that I want to create it. And I began reading the books and doing the courses, and I did the affirmations, I did the visualizations. And once again, very much as a child, I had very limited success. But you know, it's an interesting thing because as I got into hypnosis and started to study hypnosis, that's when I became aware of how the mind works. And you know, when you understand how the mind works, then you can begin to understand how the law of attraction works and how affirmations don't really work that well. I mean, one of the biggest problems with affirmations is that you can't really talk to your own subconscious mind because you can't be in the conscious mind and the subconscious mind at the same time. Conscious mind is aware of time. Subconscious mind does not understand the concept of time. And so you can't be aware of time and unaware of time simultaneously. So good luck with trying to talk to your own subconscious mind. It's a bit like throwing a tennis ball against the wall and saying, hey, you on the other side, catch the ball. And there's zero response. And that is why affirmations don't work. You know, they might work for some people who haven't had trauma or haven't had a lot of negativity in their lives or haven't had huge amounts of problems. But for anyone who's been through any difficulty, affirmations are a bit like water off a duck's back. It just doesn't sink in. And it didn't sink in for me either because I came from a place of trauma, childhood trauma, which had scarred me quite deeply. And you know, as I begin to study patterns, because once I studied, hypnosis and I studied the subconscious mind, then I became interested in patterns. And patterns are very, very much connected to what you attract. And, you know, it's an interesting thing because as I became aware of the patterns, I became aware of my patterns. And I became aware of all the negativity and all the drama, the ongoing drama. As much as I tried to create a place of peace, a place of tranquility in my life, the drama and the problems followed me everywhere, at home, at work, in my personal life. I mean, it was just a never-ending spiel of drama. And the more I tried to get out of it, the more I was trapped in it. And the more I was trapped in it, the angrier I got. And the angrier I got, the more drama I, you know, manifested. And this is the thing. Manifesting is a double-edged sword. You can manifest positive things if you're in a positive state of mind. But you can also manifest negative things if you're in a negative state of mind. And in my book, I talk about this a lot, and I talk about how to break free of those negative patterns. And I've actually given, the law of negative attraction. I call it Lona. Lona. You know, Lona causes lots of trouble in our lives. Lona is the law of negative attraction. And if you come from a place of trauma, or if you've, you know, had a lot of setbacks, or if you've got a very negative mindset, which actually usually comes from setbacks and trauma, but if you have any of those things, you are likely to be attracting negative things. So then Lona, the law of negative attraction, is very active in your life. So my question is not, are you manifesting? Because you are. My question is, what are you manifesting? What are you manifesting? And if you want to know what you're manifesting, take a look around you. Look at what you've created. Look at your house. Look at your home. Look at your relationships. Look at your job. Look at your personal life. Look at how much money you've got, because it's also all connected. And so right at the beginning of my book, I explain very clearly about LONA, the law of negative attraction. And the law of negative attraction works like this. If you come from a place of trauma or difficulty or setbacks or a lot of problems, you know, the subconscious mind is a computer and it computes. That's what it does. And what it does, it analyzes life in order to understand life better. And so as it analyzes life, it also draws conclusions. And some of the conclusions that your mind might draw if you come from a place of trauma or setbacks or negativity or problems, the conclusions it probably draws is that life is difficult. You know, and it doesn't help when our parents tell us money doesn't grow on trees, you know, because those things as a child, those things sink into your subconscious mind and they become your reality. And when those things become your reality and when your subconscious mind has processed the past, what it actually does, it takes a snapshot of the past and it goes, this is what life looks like. And so it labels it life. This is life. And it takes that picture of the past and it superimposes it onto the future. This is the fascinating thing. And that is why we recreate negative patterns in our lives, because that subconscious mind is a transmitter. And if it's transmitting positive things, you know, if you come from a place of joy, or if you resolved all your stuff and you feel happy and content and joyful and excited about life, you will attract things that are happy and contented and joyful. But if you come from a place of trauma and it is not resolved, or if you have a very negative mindset, that subconscious mind is definitely going to attract negativity, problems, setbacks, trauma, drama. I mean, I've seen the most fascinating cases in my practice of people's patterns and how they recreate these patterns and what causes certain things in their lives. But it's absolutely fascinating, you know, because a lot of people talk about the law of attraction. I haven't heard anybody talking about the law of negative attraction, LONA. And LONA, I'm telling you something, if LONA is active in your life, yeah, it's a mission to get free of it. But of course, that is what my book is all about, is how to escape from those patterns of the past, how to escape the trauma, the drama, how to escape all those, you know, all the negativity that you seemingly attract into your life. And that is what my book is all about. And I suppose escape is maybe not the right word, although it's a nice word, you know, because who wouldn't want to escape from all that stuff? But it's actually how to transform your thought patterns so that you can actually start attracting good things, so that you can put the past into the past where it belongs. Because you know what, at the end of the day, I believe that we were actually born to understand manifesting. You know what, human beings, we are programmed to make progress. We love making progress. It's compelling and it's rewarding and it's joyful. We were meant to understand things. And I do not believe that obstacles were meant to block us. I believe we were born to overcome those obstacles. We were born to actually start to create the life of our choosing. And you know what, I'm talking from experience here, because I myself went from those negative patterns, from being in the clutches of LONA, the law of negative attraction, I went from that into manifesting. Okay, so at the time when I qualified as a hypnotist, I was still in a full-time job. I had a job. And I went, and at the time I was a single mom. I was putting my daughter through varsity. I had just paid a lot of money for my hypnosis courses to become qualified, but I was stuck in a job. And my biggest question was, how on earth am I going to be able to start my practice without giving up my job. Because I didn't have anybody else to rely on. I was a single mom. I was the only breadwinner. It wasn't like I could take a year off to start my own business. And I started to play with some techniques that I invented all by myself. Very proud of that. And I do share these techniques in my book. And they started to work. And I shifted my mind from negativity into positivity. I explain how to do that in my book. And you might find this difficult to believe, but I manifested my business in 3 months. And not only did I manifest my business in 3 months, the first month, my first month of opening a brand new business, I equaled my corporate salary. And you know what? Within 5 months, I tripled my corporate salary. So is the law of attraction real? Yes. Does it work? Yes. Can you do it, even if you come from a place of trauma and negativity? Absolutely yes. And I'm going to be talking a lot more about this, but I just wanted to talk today about Lona, the law of negative attraction, and the trouble that it causes in our life, and how you are not trapped in those old scenarios. You are not trapped in those old belief systems. You are not trapped by the past. You can free yourself, because I did, and I continue to play with manifesting all the time, and I continue to play with new techniques all the time. So that's the subject for today. Just touching on the really the tip of that huge subject of manifesting. So I just thought I'd share that with you to get the ball rolling. But if you want to know more, go and read my book. It's actually called From Trauma to Abundance, because that is what I did. I transformed my life from a place of trauma into a place of abundance. And you can too. You definitely can. And you can also take a look at my website. It's called traumatoabundance.com. I run courses. I do hypnosis sessions. I can help to shift you. We can help to change your belief systems. We can help to help you to let go of the past. We can help you to create the future. I work with unblocking people. I work with analyzing what is causing the blocks. So there is so much that I can help you with. And the reviews and things that I get from my clients are so amazing and so awesome. And once again, proves that it works. Manifesting is real. You can manifest the life of your dreams. And yeah, have an absolutely awesome day. And thanks for watching my video. And stay tuned in. More to come.